This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, bringing you Thought for Today. It's failure is easy when we try to please everyone. Failure is easy when we try to please everyone. Most of the experiences of life are success. Most of the experiences that take place in your life, in my life, and in the lives of everyone are success. Failure is rather infrequent. Failure is rather unusual, but it does happen. It is not the usual thing. Now, it's a good thing for us to learn that failure is not the usual thing, because failure is not the usual thing. Failure is uncommon. But it's easy to fail when we try to please everyone. Our purpose in life, our desire in life, our choice in life is always to be ourselves and have fun. It's always to live our life according to our highest and best, always to be the most wonderful, beautiful, fantastic people that we are capable of being. And as we are the most wonderful, fantastic people we're capable of being, we are a success. Success is the common denominator that takes place in most people's lives, most every day of the year. Every one of us are a success in so many things. We're a success in so many wonderful experiences, and we sometimes forget that we are a success. But we really are, and how wonderful that is. As we dwell upon success, as we dwell upon things that please us, failure is easy when we try to please everyone. So let's go through life trying to please ourselves. As we try to please ourselves, we do some things that make us happy. We do things that take us into a joyful experience. We do things that bring us a beautiful, happy, loving experience that is just the most wonderful thing in the world. We do things that make us laugh and dance and sing and play. We do things that make us smile and make everyone else smile. Happiness is something that comes in with success. It goes right along with success. It takes place in the same instant that success takes place. So a mother says to her child, "Oh, that was wonderful. That's a success. And that's not a failure." And she says, "Oh, that was wonderful," because it was wonderful. It was something that the child did that made the mother very happy. And the child was very happy about his success in doing that. And he tries to do that more often. He loves to have those kudos. He loves to have those virtues given to him of being a good boy, of being a handsome, capable, talented, wonderful girl, of being someone who is great. When a husband says something lovely to his wife, she turns to him and says, "You say the sweetest things. You are so wonderful. You're wonderful." And he just vibrates with the glory of that successful moment. Failure is not in his vocabulary. He knows that he speaks to his wife, and if he tells his wife always the truth, always how much he loves her, always what a wonderful woman she is, always how fantastic she is in this world. As he tells her that, that is what they experience. That's what she knows, that's what he knows, and that's what they know. And failure is not easy when you try to please everyone. You say, "Oh, you just said failure is easy when you try to please everyone." No. When we try to please everyone, we find that we don't please anyone and we have failure. It's not easy. People don't appreciate us when we are trying to please them. But when we're doing things to please ourselves, now, a pianist, he sits down at the piano and he plays a piece. He plays a piece to please himself. If the note is not correct and it is jarring on his ear, he works at it until he gets the note correct and plays the piece correct. And then he's proud of himself because he plays it well. And he is proud of himself. He is not trying to please anyone else. Because if he were trying to please everyone else, he would learn with a great repertoire all the pieces of music that everybody is interested in hearing and then know which one people want to hear. Well, you can't please everybody. You can't. Because if you're going to play the piano and amuse your friends and delight and entertain your friends, you are going to play the music that you know best. You're going to play the music that turns you on. You're going to play the music that delights your soul. And you're going to play it with such brilliance that they're going to all sit there and just be in awe. And you are going to please yourself. And everyone is pleased when you please yourself. When you don't please yourself, then nobody really takes much interest in what you're doing. The art of learning, the art of building skills, the art of training yourself to be the genius that you are, to release it. You do that in your privacy. You do that in your alone time. You do that because you know that you are getting better and better all the time with your talent, and you are praising yourself for it. For other people might hear you as you practice the piano and might think that you're not playing too well. You're not practicing too well. You're not achieving too well. And you're not interested in that sort of response. You're only interested in the response where everybody loves exactly what you do. And you don't want them to love what you do. When you love what you do, then you find that everybody else loves it too. But when you don't love what you do, nobody else finds much pleasure in hearing you twaddle along on what you're trying to do. Every day we have the opportunity to be more and more wonderful. Every day we have the opportunity to be more and more fantastic in everything we do. Every day. And when we do that every day, we are letting ourselves reveal the genius, the magic, the joy, the harmony, the peace, the love, the goodness that we are. Failure is easy when we try to please everyone. The people in this world who are successes, and there are jillions of them, are pleasing themselves. And you'll find when you please yourself, when I please myself, then all the world is delighted with what I'm doing. So practice mentally, spiritually, in every possible way to please yourself. And please yourself by delighting in what you're doing. And you don't put on a show for somebody else when you please yourself. You're playing the music to your best ability. You're playing with the skill that's in you, the joy that's in you, the magic that's in you. You're playing so that you can hear you play and hear you play well. And that's all that really matters. The rest of the world is not interested in anything you do, except when you give your finest and give your best. And when you give your finest and you give your best, they can sense that. They can feel close to that. They can feel that that's what they do too. So every day, just give your best. Give your best on whatever you do, whether it's dusting the furniture, whether it's walking. Yes, walking. Walking can be done in a luxurious way, or it can be done in a salubrious way, in a beautiful way, in a fabulous way. Be who you are and have fun being who you are in every area of your life. We can have all sorts of thoughts for the day, but the best thought that we can ever have for the day is to be ourselves and to have fun. And to remember, failure is easy when we try to please everyone. When we please ourselves, we have pleased the most wonderful person in the world. Join me in pleasing myself and pleasing yourself. Go about every attitude that you have of being the most wonderful being that you can possibly be. And as you are the most wonderful being you can possibly be, you'll find that you have found your niche in the world. You have found your place in the world. You have found your calling, and rise up to it, enjoy it, delight in it, and know that everyone delights with you when you delight in yourself. I love you. I love you. I love you.